This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Two local middle schoolers hospitalized after vaping marijuana. They're now recovering. Should be okay. According to District 11, 8 students in total were vaping at Saban Middle School, but only 2 got sick. Sarah Wagenbach works with Diverses Health. She says that those kind of symptoms are common, especially when you combine high concentrated pot and vaping.
One of the issues with vaping and the high concentration is that it delivers an extremely large amount of THC into your body very quickly. So you don't know how much you're getting.
She also explained that the effects could be felt longer for people with smaller bodies. Experts say now is a great time for parents to have open conversation with their kids about drug usage and safety.
In other news, a family in Falcon is calling for justice after their beloved goat was killed by 2 neighborhood dogs. Earlier this month, Josephine Perez was taking care of her granddaughter inside the home. Then she heard what she thought was 2 dogs playing outside. That's when she asked her daughter, Doran, if she had taken Bessie out of her playpen. Her daughter said no. And when they went to check outside, they were horrified.
She looked in the pen. Well, she could see 2 dogs, a Dutch Shepherd and a pit bull. And she grabbed a shovel and, went in to chase them away.
Doran was able to get the 2 dogs out of the pen, but it was too late. Bessie had to be put down because of the attack. Now her owners say something needs to be changed because this is the 2nd attack by dogs in just the last month.
KRDO News Time is 12:03 here on KRDO's Midday Edition. The 4th Judicial District Attorney's Office says a March shooting by a Colorado Springs police officer was justified. The DA's office announcing yesterday that Officer Pierre Gutierrez was justified in shooting and wounding Jose Aponte back on March 15th. Investigators say police found Aponte hiding in a crawl space of a home but refused orders to show his hands. Officer Gutierrez reportedly shot and wounded Aponte when he raised a metal object towards officers. That object turned out to be a flashlight. The DA's office still says Gutierrez justified because that metal flashlight posed an immediate threat to the officers after they exhausted all of their attempts to end the situation without the use of force.
The FBI is warning everyone in Colorado about a scam that has already cost one victim nearly $100,000. The agency says Phantom Hacker scam started with a phone call, text, email, or pop-up window telling the victim that they've been hacked. The scammer tells the victim to download a program that allows the hacker access to their financial accounts. The victim is then contacted by someone impersonating a representative of a bank or financial company who tells them that they need to move their money out to a safe third-party account. A victim in El Paso County lost $99,000 to the scammers. The FBI says Coloradoans should protect themselves by not letting any unknown person have access to their personal computers and financial accounts. One person is in the hospital after a stabbing Thursday morning. Colorado Springs police say the victim was stabbed at the home on Chick Hollow Drive near Highway 24 and Circle. They were taken to the hospital with injuries that are not to be believed to be life-threatening. A suspect, thankfully, is in custody.
Almost 20 degrees above average in some locations. We'll be in the low 80s in Colorado Springs this afternoon. Plenty of sunshine in the forecast. Calm conditions overnight tonight with overnight lows in the 40s. From a Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.